A four-point lead now for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Four straight points for the Reese Rockets. 10-6, a minute 45 left in the first quarter. Buck Ramsey and John Muth, your call tonight from Bad Axe, Michigan. Reese Rockets on the road. Deflected pass into the hands of Brechtelsbauer. Here come the Reese Rockets. Second turnover for Bad Axe. Inside the lane, Davis goes up strong. Can't get it to fall. Rebound brought in by a white jersey. That would be Colby Meeks. Fifth defensive board for Bad Axe, and now we have a 30-second timeout called by Mark Krug in the Bad Axe Hatchets. It's 10-6, Bad Axe leading by 4 points right here on the WLW Sports Network.
Valley Enterprises, a fast-paced and innovative plastics division of the Gemini Group, is looking for the right candidate to fill the position of operator. This position provides Valley with basic operational support in a plant setting. Training is provided for all tasks. Valley offers a competitive hourly rate, health, dental, vision, and life insurance, 401k, vacation and holiday pay, and referral bonuses. If you would like to join their team, apply in person at Valley Enterprises 2147 Lepic Road in Ubley, 1 mile north of Atwater Road on M19, then a quarter mile east on Lepic Road.
Left in the first quarter, 10-6, Bad Axe leading.
We have Clancy just brought the ball up, and they're just going ahead and playing, pass the ball on the outside into Tulaski, 25.
Back out to Spencer Britt, up to Clancy to reset the offense. 1 minute remaining in the first quarter, 10-6, Bad Axe by four. Spencer Britt pulls up for three, left wing. This one's no much arc, no good. Rebound, though, brought in by Curvin, and he airmailed that one. And looks like Spencer Britt last touched it, and it'll be Reese Ball. 90 feet from their own hoop.
Bad Axe is lacking a true inside player, and that's the only thing they're lacking. So when they do take that ball inside, it's by committee, and probably the toughest guy that I think is Tulaski.
Most certainly. James Curvin gets a breather. He's replaced by Aaron Souls. I believe that's how you say it, Souls or Souls? Souls.
I think Souls.
All right, 50 seconds left in the first quarter, 10-6. Probably should have got a pronunciation before the game started. That one, yeah, the right block. Brechtelsbauer goes up strong, but it's blocked by Tulaski, but the putback is in for 2 points for the Reese Rockets. That would be number 23, Brechtelsbauer, with his first points of the night. Two-point ball game now into Colby Meeks, and he's nearly mugged, but no call. Meeks gets his own loose ball back out to Clancy to reset the offense. 25 seconds left. Spencer Britt now back to Clancy.
Credit the last basket to Gabe Robinson.
Excuse me, Robinson. For three in the corner, this one's off the top of the iron for Tulaski. Rebound brought in by Robinson. And Robinson goes the other way. And this one's no good. Rebound Spencer Britt for the Hatchets. 8 seconds left.
Both teams love to racehorse.
Over to Tulaski in the corner. Back to Clancy. 2 seconds left. The three's no good. And rebound too late. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with a two-point ball game. Bad Axe 10, Reese 8 after 8 minutes of play right here on the WLNW Sports Network.
As we reflect back on 2018, we at Sure have a lot to be thankful for. Our success relies on you. Your loyalty and dedication made it possible for us to provide the thumb with better health and better life. We might be biased, but we live in the best area in the whole state of Michigan. Great schools, fertile soil for harvest, beautiful natural resources, 93 miles of shoreline, strong communities, and excellent health care. And that's because of providers such as Scott Ryder and Paul Penfold in Caseville, Ross Ramsey and Yvette Scharf in Elkton, Lori Hanselman, Trevor Mattarella, David Seagroves, Sheena Dom and Lois Booms all in Pigeon, and Paul Scadden and Brenda Kretschmer in Seawing. So if you are one of the thousands who utilize Sure in one of our many ways, thank you. Thank you for a successful 2018, and here's to a bright 2019 that is filled with love, happiness, and health. Besides, at Sure, we've got a pretty exciting 2019 ahead of us, but more on that later. Sure. Better health, better life. Are you sure?
Reese starts out the second quarter with a turnover, gives the ball back to Bad Axe with a two-point lead, 10-8, 7.5 to play in the first second quarter. Feeds it down to Cody Tulaski in the block corner extended. Over to the left wing, into the corner to Colby Meeks. One dribble on the baseline, kicks it over to Spencer Brick on the swing pass. Jack Clancy for three, top of the key. This one's way off the mark, and rebound brought in by Reese's Isaac Johnson. Down to the right block, Brechtelsbauer with his first points of the night, and tied up at 10 apiece, 10-10. 7:05 left in the first half. Reese now on their own 8-0 run, leading them into the second quarter.
1-3-1 zone Reese Rockets are employing right now against the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Spencer Britton nearly threw the ball away after this zone trap at the left wing. Down to Tulaski on the baseline. One dribble goes up strong. This one's off the mark. Nearly gets his own rebound, and finally he does, but looks like it's out of bounds. Last touch by Tulaski, and it will be Reese ball 85 feet from their hoop.
That's the first time in a while that the Hatchets have really tried to get that ball inside. Now, Reese, on the other hand, that's exactly where they want to go.
Bringing the ball up over to the right wing. That would be number 10, Sean Wheel. Back to Gabriel Robinson. Extended three. This one's long. A rebound brought in by Meeks.
Until then.
Jack Clancy, acting point guard for Bad Axe, dribbles to his right, surveys. 6.5 to play in the first half. 10-10 tie. Clancy into the corner to number 3. That'd be Souls. Back to the free throw line for Meeks. Jump shot, no good. Rebound Robinson. Pushing the tempo would be number 11, Isaac Johnson. For the Reese Rockets, feeds it down to the left block. Brechtelsbauer clearing his way in, and gets it in for 2 points. He has four, and Reese back out on top by 2 points. 12-10. A 10-0 run right now for the Reese Rockets, leading by 2 points. To Jack Clancy, top of the key. Back over to the right wing, Spencer Britt. A lot of mustard on that one. Taking their time. Clancy goes down the left side of the lane, off the glass, no good. Rebounds, that'd be Colby Meeks keeps possession alive. The three is no good from Souls, and it's rebound brought in by Reese, Sean Wheel. Going the other way, Isaac Johnson, acting point guard of the right elbow, kicks it back out to Wheel for three. This one bounces once, no good, and we have bodies pushing, and it will be, looks like it'll be Reese, nope, it'll be Bad Axe ball underneath their Reese's hoop. 5:24 left in the second. Foul goes against Reese's number 12, Darnell Davis. That's his first, team's fourth. Couple substitutions. Looks like we have Spencer Britt sitting down, as well as Sean Wheel. Aaron Souls. Out there for the Bad Axe Hatchets. Jack Clancy, Colby Meeks, James Kervin back in. Cody Tulaski and Jensen Emmerich also back in with two fouls. Jack Clancy left wing, back to the right wing to Kervin. Down to Emmerich in the right corner. There's a double team in that zone trap. Skip pass to the left wing. Clancy dribbles into the lane, kicks it back out to the right wing for Kervin's three. Yes! Kervin, with his first points tonight, gives the lead back to the home team, 13-12 now. Bad Axe leading by a mere point, 4:50. Gabe Robinson in the corner for three, falls, and this one's in for three. Gabe Robinson, 4 years on varsity. He has five, and it's now back out to a two-point lead for the Reese Rockets, 15-13. Kervin to Clancy, left wing. One dribble, back to Kervin. Kervin nearly gets pickpocketed by Johnson. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Bad Axe ball on the near sideline.
You know, if we were keeping track of deflections, I think we would have ran out a long time ago.
Most definitely. Colby Meeks goes down the baseline, kicks it inside to Emmerich. Off the glass, no good. Rebound, Brechtelsbauer. And here come the maroon and gold, leading by 2 points, 15-13 over the Bad Axe Hatchets. About halfway through the second quarter. 15-13. Gabe Robinson acts as the point guard against Emmerich. Dribbles to his left at the free throw line. Spins in off the glass too much. And rebound brought in by Emmerich. And here come the Hatchets. Trying to tie this one up or take the lead. They trail by 2 points. Jack Clancy trying to avoid that trap in the corners. Into the corner now Cody Tulaski goes. Back out to Emmerich. And the left wing extended to Clancy. Clancy, ball over his head, directing traffic down to Cody Tulaski, trying to go underneath the zone, and dribbles, and he is going to be blocked by a maroon jersey, and this will be the fifth team foul for the Reese Rockets. Foul goes against number 21, I do believe. Yes, indeed. That would be Connor Goka for the Reese Rockets, his first, team's fifth. In the corner, Cody Tulaski's three, rims in and out, no good. Rebound, though, Jensen Emmerich. He goes up strong, and this one's blocked right out of bounds, and it'll be Bad Axe ball underneath the